All right, that was Stevie Wonder with Don't You Worry About a Thing. And I'm Moksha Lee with In Your Right Mind. Tonight's guest, the wonderful, amazing Emily Trinkus. She is an incredible astrologer, and we are so lucky to have her here. We're going to talk about the full moon in Scorpio, which has definitely been kind of bringing up a lot. Things have been kind of thick out there. So we're just going to start kind of wading through it. We're going to kind of get a chance to separate ourselves from all the emotion we're experiencing and have a good talk. So right now, let me help you get in your right mind. Just take a moment and relax. Let your shoulders drop and take a deep breath. Imagine yourself rooted to the earth. So you can imagine a line from your tailbone and connect it all the way down to the center of the planet. That's good. And if you notice your thoughts kind of skittering around, that's fine. Just come right back to your heartbeat and breath. This is your time to just try and fatten the moment, to slow it down. So just take a moment and sense into your environment. Take it all in, and then go back to your breath. Go back to your heartbeat. Let yourself find an inner smile as you feel your heart beating in your chest. See if you can kind of center in to a feeling of love. Maybe something most excellent happened today. Maybe you got a call from an old friend, or you had a chance to hug your dog. Take a moment and just let yourself sink into that moment again, right? Feeling grateful for the love that is in your life. Let your heart open and just deepen that experience of love. That's great. It can be easy to tune into other feelings. They seem to be more showy. Especially fear can kind of grab a lot of attention. So just take a moment, take a few more breaths, and just let yourself feel love. Go ahead and let yourself send out some I love yous to some important people in your life. Let's take a moment and just imagine sending out little postcards. And just let go of your day now. Just go ahead and imagine it just falling away from you like leaves falling off of a tree. Let your day just kind of slowly just fall away. And just be with your heartbeat and breath. That's good. See if you can make a mental note to come back to this space sometime later today. Maybe while you're driving, if you're stopped at a red light, you could just stop and breathe. and just take another moment. And we're going to come back with Emily Trinkus in just a minute at Cows FM. All right, so here we are at Cows FM 107.3 in Occidental, California, and I'm Moksha Lee. This is In Your Right Mind, and I've got the amazing Emily Trinkus on, so I'm going to have her step on the line. Are you there, Miss Emily?
Hi, Moksha.
Hi. How are you doing, girl?
Ooh. There's a lot getting stirred up.
Yeah, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are a lot of things happening in the stars right now, and I definitely have had many similar conversations with people around going, oh my gosh, it just feels like someone, I'm in a shaky ball, and someone just keeps shaking it. Like, it doesn't even settle, I just keep getting mm-hmm. shaken.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming to you for a little bit of guidance and enlightenment about what's going on out there.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got a full moon coming up on Wednesday, and we're already very much in the field. In the energy. And, you know, the full moon happens every month, and it's always the emotional, energetic peak. So full moons always stir up a lot. This one has a few extra fun things going on. One is that it's in the sign Scorpio, and so it's really amplifying Scorpio themes. And Scorpio is a water sign, and water is the realm of the emotions. And Scorpio is specifically associated with the deepest, darkest, shadow, emotional parts of ourselves. I mean, Scorpio is also about our passion and our vitality, but it has a lot to do with emotions that are, I guess, more taboo in the culture. So things like jealousy and rage. And so parts of ourselves that we're not typically very comfortable with, so we tend to stuff them down, and then they can get stuck. And Scorpio is interesting because it's a water sign, and we think of water as pretty flowing kind of energy, but Scorpio is fixed water. And so it points to those places where the feelings have stopped moving because we've shut down around our pain or wounds, and so places inside us where the energy has gotten stuck. And, you know, it's emotions. They're supposed to move.
Right.
But the Scorpio full moon is really highlighting those places that have gotten stuck, stagnant, and are now getting in our way and now preventing us from being fully present and responding to what's happening in our lives from that place of present time, and instead maybe bringing up some defensiveness, reactiveness. I'm like, ooh, where did that come from? Ow.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I've got this big, ugly couch, like right in the doorway, and I keep having to climb over
there?
This ugly couch. I'm like, what are you doing here? It's just,
Yeah, and, you know, I want to say that this one, there's a few factors that are intensifying this energy. One is that the full moon is happening very close to the planet Saturn, which is now in Scorpio. And Saturn can really bring up the places where we feel blocked, limited, the obstacles. Saturn works through pressure, so it can also bring a feeling of oppression, depression, repression. And again, showing us those places where it's our emotional stuff that has gotten in the way and become like that big fat couch in the doorway.
Right.
So Saturn is really in the spotlight. And Saturn is the planet of authority and responsibility. And so ultimately, this full moon is really about how do we take responsibility for our feelings and especially for the ones that are hard to deal with, and for our shadows, which seem to be coming up into coming up to be seen right now. And so there's some kind of tough lessons that come with this, and the feeling can really be resistance. That can be one of the, and that's a feeling that I've been noticing mm-hmm. a lot these past couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it's requiring, I think, some extra bravery on all of our parts to really just kind of keep it real and not just kind of smile and ignore some things that, you know, that's how I've been feeling. It's like I really just need to kind of own, hey, this isn't working for me, and just talk about it, even if I feel bad about bringing something up, like that it needs to come out.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a great way to think about the full moon and this particularly pressurized full moon. It's like something wants to come out, come through. And I think that's a great, you know, what you just said is a perfect approach to really to own it and to be real about what we're feeling, because what can happen with that Saturnian energy is it can go into defensiveness and protection. So mm-hmm. Saturn can also be about where we put up the wall. Oh, this is too painful. Oh, I hate that part of myself. You know,
right.
I'll just shut that down. So either putting up the wall, shut that down, not going to deal with it, or kind of distracting ourselves, escaping, you know, and there's a lot of that energy present too, that potential for kind of falling into our favorite addictions or escape routes.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and it was a young man who was confronting his dad about his pot smoking. His dad was a big pot smoker, and his son, you know, this is years later, finally said, "Dad, were you trying to escape me or us?" And it was such a real, raw communication, and his dad could only say, "I was trying to escape something. I don't know what." I mean, yeah, yes and no, right? It's not you, it was me. But I really appreciated that these escape things that we use to avoid it also have a shadow side, right? I mean, it is expressing the shadow, but you can hurt people by trying to escape what you're trying to communicate, right?
Right. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned hurting people, because here we have a lot of Scorpio energy hanging out, and Scorpio does have a stinger.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, the Scorpio, and this is, you know, there are multiple levels to Scorpio, as with every sign. There are no good signs or bad signs, right? And so Scorpio, the low vibration, unconscious Scorpio, is the scorpion. Mm-hmm. You get too close, you're going to get stung. And that's that self-protection. And, you know, Scorpio is a very sensitive, you know, it's water, it's emotional, it's a very sensitive sign. But when it's unconscious or acting less consciously, as we all do at times, then it puts out the stinger instead of revealing vulnerability.
Mm.
And then there's the level of Scorpio that's the snake. And so the snake shedding its skin, right? So Scorpio is that principle of regeneration, death and rebirth, letting go to grow. And that takes quite a bit of courage and vulnerability to be that raw and vulnerable when you let go of something that has protected you, but you know it's not, you've outgrown it, it's not working anymore. Right. So that's another level of Scorpio. And of course, the snake has, you know, snake is long associated with healing, you know, thinking about the symbol for medicine, the caduceus, right,
the caduceus.
With the two snakes. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's powerful medicine in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And then really high vibration, Scorpio is the phoenix, right, the mythological bird who sings her beautiful, beautiful song that makes everybody stop and remember what's most important to them before the phoenix bursts into flames and then is reborn from the ashes.
Wow.
And so this is part of, you know, one of the themes of this full moon in Scorpio, which means that the moon in Scorpio is opposite the sun in Taurus. One of the big themes for Taurus and Scorpio has to do with our values and our priorities. So when we're kind of pushed to the wall and when we're in these intense situations and what's the bottom line priority? What are we really, you know, what really matters to us at the end of the day? which can kind of help us reorient towards like, oh, do I really need to have my stinger out at that moment? Is this really what I'm, you know, what I value? And I think, as in your meditation of helping us remember love and returning to that place of love and gratitude, that can be a helpful antidote when there's so much of that Scorpio energy being amplified, like remembering like, right, I actually want love in this situation. So putting my stinger out is probably not helping me reach that ultimate value.
Right, right. And I think that if you're like me, in a double Sag, so I can be a little bit blunt at times. Mm. And so when you notice like maybe you've made a cut or kind of said something not the way you'd want to say it, I think it can help to kind of step back and say, okay, what did I, like you said, what's really important here? Can I go back and redo it? You know,
right.
Can I have
right.
a do-over here and say, wait a minute, I know that came out this way and I, this is how I really wanted it. This is what's important to me about that.
Right. And, you know, I think there's something kind of humbling going on here, too, because Saturn is a kind of tough teacher in the sense of showing us the places where we've, you know, we maybe could have done better and things that we're working on, right? And so some humility around, ooh, yeah, okay, this is a tough place and maybe I could have handled it better. And it takes a lot of vulnerability to speak from that place of humility and
right, but still in a way stand your ground, it sounds like, you know, in a way, right? Not
well, this is the Taurus Scorpio dynamic where which we're working with. What is that balance? Because Taurus, the bull, an earth sign that's all about my personal values, what really matters to me, what are my priorities. And Scorpio is the opposite sign. Scorpio has a lot to do with intimacy, merging, combining forces to create something more powerful than I could have done on my own. Mm. And so when we're in Scorpio territory, it's like when we're confronted with someone else's values, what's important to them, and how do we empower our friends, lovers, you know, people who are important to us,
pets,
children, parents, right? So how do we support them with following their own passions and their own priorities and yet not lose our own values or not, right? So there's something about standing strong in what we know to be true for ourselves, but there's a dance, I think,
right.
When
not
it comes
squashing.
To...
Mm-hmm. Not squashing the other person. Oh, that's a good reflection. I think that I would kind of offer that to everyone right now. We're going to cut to Fink, Walking in the Sun. But yeah, how can I empower others to stand in their truth as I express mine? Okay, there we go. So here's a great song by Fink.
Things have been going wrong long enough to know everything is right. Been walking in the dark long enough to know I finally seen the light. I've been losing long enough to know when I find one. Even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. Cried enough tears to know this feeling called a smile. And I've been bottom wrong long enough to know when I do it in style. Been run long enough to know there's no more need to run. No. And even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. at my back, and I'm sailing on a ship that's overdue. Well, I've blown so many chances that I ain't gonna blow this chance, you. And I've seen enough bad times, no good times have begun, yeah. Even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. Walking in the sun.
Nice. That was Alan Finke with Walking in the Sun. And this is Cal's FM 107.3 in Occidental, California. I've got a quick PSA here. Pernusky Chatham, we want to thank, Cal's Community Radio wants to thank Pernusky Chatham for their generous support. Pernusky Chatham provides environmental engineering solutions from science through construction. For more information, you can call 707-824-4600. All right, and here we are with Emily Trinkus talking a little bit more about Scorpio full moon lullabies. Are you there, Miss Emily?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So
that was a nice lullaby.
Yeah, I love that. I know. That guy's good, huh? All right.
Yeah, so backstage we were talking about sex. Scorpio is the sign of, well, I was going to say Scorpio is a sign of sexuality, but it's also true that the whole Taurus-Scorpio polarity has to do with sensuality, which is the Taurus end of things, Taurus being earthy and very connected to pleasure, sensual pleasure. And then Scorpio, because it has to do with merging energy, it's also a sign of sexuality and intimacy. And as I mentioned, Saturn is in Scorpio, and this is a long-term influence. Saturn moved into Scorpio in October of 2012 and is there for about 2.5 years. And so while Saturn is in Scorpio, we're really working in this realm of sexuality and intimacy. And Saturn is the planet that, as I mentioned, brings lessons and shows what are we working on and has us get serious and get real about the areas represented by the sign he's in. So Saturn in Scorpio is really having us look at what does sexuality mean to you personally, and what is the work that needs to be done in order to create the kind of sexual life, sexual experiences that you want. And so this full moon right next to Saturn is amplifying these themes and maybe bringing some issues to a head. And, you know, the gift of the full moon always is to bring things to light, to bring what's hidden to light. You know, just thinking about the full moon every month is when the night sky is the most bright. And so the full moon is giving us this chance to really see clearly what's going on in this realm of sexuality, what's working, what's not working. How can I take responsibility for what's not working? What are some steps? You know, Saturn likes to be strategic. How can I get from where I am to where I want to be?
I like that, because then it's a little bit more about problem solving than kind of just sitting in that kind of, it's not working. It's kind of like, okay, what do you want to do?
Right. And I think, you know, so often we want to make it about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Saturn is all about the self-responsibility.
Mm, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, helping people take a step there, like, is this time, like, a good time to communicate that? See, if we're talking about Scorpio and things feel so hot anyway, these, you know, sex itself is kind of hot and dangerous and shadowy.
Mm-hmm.
So helping people kind of create the safety and the courage to talk about these things in gentle and kind ways, I guess, is the big, you know, watchword, I guess, or the phrase that I want to put out there. Like, understand that you're already feeling kind of maybe triggered about these things, and how
right.
can you create safety for yourself and your partner to be who they are with these issues?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. That's a really great expression of that Taurus-Scorpio polarity, because Taurus is a sign that has to do with safety and security and a strong container. And Taurus is also a pretty gentle sign, gentle, loving, let's move step by step in a comfortable fashion, mm-hmm. where Scorpio is the opposite sign, is intense, and let's just, let's just put it out there and get right into the meat of it. And, you know, again, it's a balance. And part of what we're looking at here is, okay, where am I playing it too safe, right? Where am I just not just avoiding stuff, not talking about it, hiding it because it feels I just can't even go there, mm-hmm. right? Versus, okay, where am I going there so intensely that I'm just blowing the whole thing up and not creating a safe space for real progress, real change, real growth to happen. And this is the part of the shadow of Scorpio is just, let's just burn it all down to the ground.
Right.
Out of here, you know, which granted, sometimes that's a totally appropriate action, right? I mean, sometimes you do need to, just as we've talked about before, you need to destroy in order to create. But, what you know, there's a, yeah, so discerning where we might need to push ourselves a little bit in one direction or the other, like, ooh, maybe I just need to slow down here and create a little more safety before diving into that, or, ooh, okay, need to be courageous and say something that's going to bring us into dangerous or scary feeling territory.
Yeah, I find that sometimes even just speaking to that, like, hey, you know, this is a topic where feelings get hurt very easily. And so I think that maybe we should remember to go slow and be very compassionate with each other as we talk this out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And humor. I think humor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think humor is a good idea when there's so much Scorpio happening. Because Scorpio is not a naturally humorous sign. It can be in the, more of the sarcastic sense or
right.
sort of that stinging humor.
Right.
But yeah, lightheartedness is not a real Scorpio quality.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, so obviously there's a lot stirring in relationship land with the Scorpio full moon. And also Mars, which is the traditional ruler of Scorpio, is now in Libra, which is the other big relationship sign. So Libra is the sign of partnership. And it's kind of like with Libra and Scorpio, Libra is like, hey, we like each other. That's cool. Let's hang out. Yeah. And then Scorpio is once things get real and intense and we get into the deep emotional territory, the deep sexual intimate territory, right? So Mars being in Libra now is really, again, highlighting relationship themes. And Mars is retrograde. And Mars is actually completing a long retrograde. Mars went retrograde, which means appearing to move backwards in the sky, starting on March 1st, and will start moving forward again on May 19th. So just about a week from now.
Oh, thank God.
And yeah, thank God. So we're in this last phase of Mars retrograde, and so I want to speak to that. So what does that mean? Well, Mars is the masculine principle, so it's the planet of action, desire, passion. I want this. I'm going to get it. So it has to do with assertion. How do we assert ourselves to go after what we want? Mars is also our sense of direction, right? Where am I headed? And so while Mars is retrograde, and while Mars has been retrograde, that part of all of us, right, the masculine part of all of us, the desire nature part of all of us, has been on a kind of inner quest to discover and to get to a deeper level of what do I really want? Where am I going? Is this really where I want to be going? So that Martian part of us has been more submerged and turned inward, and that's the nature of a retrograde planet. It turns the energy inward and also turns attention to the past in the sense of, okay, is there something holding me back, or even is there something I need to finish up or heal up or work through before I can move forward? So it takes us inward and backwards. And as Mars is now getting ready to move forward, the pressure is kind of building. And again, especially this full moon, there's this energy of pressure. Something needs to happen.
Right.
Freaking out. What am I supposed to do? And yet, because Mars hasn't started moving forward yet, it's actually not time to know. We don't have all the answers yet. We're not clear about what we want and how to get there, where we're headed. We don't know yet. And so we have this uncomfortable phase of the pressure and the intensity of the feelings, and yet not yet having the clarity. And so part of the theme of now, I think, has to do with sitting in that place of not knowing. And I think this is not a place that's supported in our culture, right? Mm-hmm. We're always supposed to be more, faster, forward, go.
Right.
What
are
you
your
want?
Action
How are you
steps?
Getting there?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So there's this kind of social pressure, like, what do you mean you don't know what you're doing or where you're going or what your plan is? You don't have a plan? So all the uncomfortable feelings, which have a lot to do with fear and anxiety, that come up when we're in the mystery and having to kind of sit in that. And I don't mean that means we're doing nothing. There's a lot that we can be doing on an inner level that's going to prepare us for taking the next step out there.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's a good reflection. You know, what do I have to act on, and what can I wait on, or what does it feel like I'm not being supported to move forward with? And how can I support myself then with sitting with something that's probably uncomfortable? You know, how can I be really good to myself so that I can sit with this uncomfortableness for a bit longer?
Right. Right. And actually feel what's going on there, because I think part of the purpose of the retrograde planet, you know, this isn't just to drive us crazy.
No.
Right?
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know that for sure, but I'm going to make up a story that's not what it's about, that there's a deeper purpose. And the deeper purpose is, are there some old wounds? Are there some old issues that are holding me back, and that I actually need to sit with those feelings and feel those feelings and address what's going on internally, and that's going to support me when it's time to move forward.
Mm. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, we're going to make a quick break here with Alan Stone, Sex and Candy, just for our full moon madness. And I'm Moksha Lee, this is In Your Right Mind. We'll be right back with Emily Trinkus.
This song is called Sex and Candy, and my name's Jake. No, it's not. Hanging round downtown by myself. I've had too much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like a disco superfly. 'Cause I smell sex and candy, yeah. And knowing who's that lounging in my chair. And knowing who's that casting devious stares in my direction. Mama, surely is a dream, yeah, yeah. Surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hanging round downtown by myself. And I've had too much caffeine. And I've been thinking about myself. And there she was. Where? In platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Oh, 'cause I smell sex and candy, yeah. Knowing who's that lounging in my chair. Knowing who's that casting devil stares in my direction. Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, Yeah, well, mama, this only is a dream. Oh, yeah, yeah, mama, this only is a dream, baby. Mama, this only is a dream, is a dream, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, well, I smell success and candy, yeah, yeah. Knowing who's not lounging in my chair, yeah. Knowing who's not casting devil stares in my direction. Oh, mama, this only is a dream.
Yes, that's Alan Stone with his own version of Sex and Candy, which I love very much. Cows FM 107.3, this is In Your Right Mind. And I've got a PSA for you from Occidental Hardware. For their support, Cows Community Radio sends a big thank you to Occidental Hardware. From building materials to office supplies, Occidental Hardware, we got the stuff. Located at the corner of Hill Street and Bohemian Highway in downtown Occidental, you can find them online at occidentalhardware.info. Or you may call them at 707-874-3441. All right, we are back with Emily Trinkus talking about, where we're headed, I guess. So Mars will finally be out of retrograde May 19th. Is that right?
Yeah, May 19th. So, we're in the year of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this idea that there's so much motion and movement and momentum. Rawr. But what I've been saying since the beginning of the year is that this year really gets going in July. Mm. And I know that's not what everyone wants to hear, but basically...
You're unpopular right now, okay?
I'm not popular. But I'm just the messenger.
Okay.
Just the messenger from the cosmos. So Mars does indeed start moving forward again May 19th. However, first of all, there's what we call the shadow period, after the retrograde, where it's kind of like slowly waking up and getting going.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's not going to be until July that Mars really gets back up to speed.
Okay.
So we don't have our full mojo operating until July. So there's that. Also, in June, Mercury is going to go retrograde.
Mm.
So basically, Mercury is retrograde for the month of June. So really, July is a great time to start a big new project, new life direction, really go for it. And, this isn't saying universe is going to do something bad to you if you try to, get something going before then. But it's more like there's going to be some nice wind at your back. Some nice cosmic wind at your back starting in July. And in the meantime, it can really feel like pushing the river when you try to force it or, will it into being. There's just not a lot of energy for that. So this is a great time to do preparation, not only the inner work that I was talking about before, right, the emotional work, the healing work, working through the past, working through old issues, but also the actual practical preparation for whatever it is that you really want to dive into in a big way this year. There's always plenty of behind-the-scenes work to do, and that's a good way to think about the retrograde periods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, go ahead and give us some suggestions for this particular retrograde. We need them. I like specific suggestions.
Okay, so, I think this depends a lot on what you discover that you really want. I mean, part of what's not ready to move forward yet with Mars being retrograde is that we're not entirely clear about our desire, and not only desire, but also vitality. So Mars has to do with that basic life force, vital energy, which... we were talking behind the scenes about exhaustion,
mm-hmm,
right? So I'll just
segue
into that for a moment and saying that while Mars appears to be standing still in the sky, which it basically is for the rest of the month, it's called a station when a planet looks like it's standing still. So in other words, if you looked at the sky every night and saw Mars, it wouldn't be going anywhere. And as above, so below. So in the planet of action, forward movement, vitality is not moving, then we can be feeling that, we can be experiencing that as not having the energy, just really needing more rest and downtime. And, you know, when it comes to retrogrades, all the re-words apply. And one of the words that I really like for Mars retrograde is regeneration.
Mm.
You know, so, and again, there can be a lot of judgment about rest or downtime in our culture, which is so focused on the doing and producing and making things happen. But again, if we can think about this as a kind of preparation, because my sense is that in July, things are going to be really rocking, and we're going to want, you know, we're going to need this period of regeneration.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, almost everyone I'm talking to is kind of saying the same thing, like, God, I've just been so tired. I just don't want to. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to work. It's just that feeling exhaustion a lot.
Right. And that feeling of having lost, you know, lost our mojo,
mm-hmm.
you know, lost our passion. That can be a theme of now, too. Like, oh, I'm just not excited about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is making me want to get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
And that's okay. You know, that's an okay place to be, because things, we're being rewired when it comes to our desire nature and our passion and our our vitality. So if we can think of it instead of like, oh, what's wrong with me, and judging ourselves for needing more rest and judging ourselves for not knowing exactly what we want, and instead see this as like, oh, okay, something's being reworked on a deep inner level that I can't necessarily wrap my mind around, or I can't access that through my rational mind. And this is part of that the retrograde dynamic, is that there's something that's happening on a very deep inner level, and we can't get to it in the usual ways. Our analytical mind isn't that useful in the process. And so this is hard, having to trust a process that we can't see and don't necessarily understand until it's over.
Mm.
And typically, you know, this is what I've noticed when it comes to these retrograde periods, whether it's Mars or Mercury retrograde, that afterwards we see why we were blocked in making a certain decision or moving forward in a certain way. Oh, even though we felt so frustrated, why isn't it time yet? I just want to be done with it. And then in retrospect, I guess that's another good retrograde word,
mm-hmm,
retrospect.
Right.
In retrospect, we see, oh, right, because if I had done that then this thing wouldn't have fallen into place yet, and that totally wouldn't have worked.
Right.
So this it requires a lot of trust, trusting the process.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's that feeling of courage that you have mm-hmm. to access for yourself, and compassion, but yeah, that feeling of courage, like, I don't know, I feel like things need to change, I don't know what it is, but having that sense, like, it's going to be okay.
Right. You know, it's going to be okay, and that there is actually something happening.
Right.
And again, this is a kind of a cultural thing where we think that if it's not manifesting in a way that we can see and put our hands on, and if it's not manifesting in a tangible way, then nothing's happening.
Right.
Right. Whereas, you know, the ancient idea is that the invisible is actually more powerful, like something that's happening that we can't see. Like, whoa, now that's that's where the power is, right? And so
right.
If we can also hold that in mind, that no, there something is happening. It's just not ready to be seen yet. It's not ready to come into form yet.
Right, right. And I think that just taking extra time for yourself to kind of believe in what you don't see.
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, I think, you know, for me, it's like really taking in nature, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's so much, like when you're gardening, you know, you just have faith. You just keep watering this stuff and, you know, some maybe pops out and you just kind of like, this is going to be a zucchini. I know it, right?
Right.
But you have to kind of like just keep kind of be with that. Like, okay. You know, it just looks like a little something, but that's going to feed me.
Right. Well, and I think that that's a good point in the sense that, you know, our ancestors were so much closer to the natural cycle. So they got like, okay, just because I can't see the zucchini, mm-hmm. I know I put a seed in the ground, so it's going to grow.
Right.
But there's a process happening underground that I can't see yet.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. We're gonna take a little break. I've got Bob Schneider, Let the Light In. And I'm Moksha Lee with Emily Trinkus. We'll be right back with In Your Right Mind.
The wicked witch of Cincinnati pulled out a long broomstick, dusted off the spiders and cobwebs, and used it to fly on. Spinning round like it's always done before. The people in the club said they don't make a pretty pair. The Tin Man and the witch, they didn't seem to care. No, this love don't give a damn about what other people say. It does what it wants, it's always been that way. That's the way it was, it will be again.
All right, that's Bob Schneider with Let the Light In. And I'm Moksha Lee with In Your Right Mind. We're going to get Emily back on the horn. And we were talking offline a little bit about what might be a nice little focus for today. You know, we're right up on the full moon. It's going to be Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, What can we do to help people uncover like what they really want? This is a confusing time. It feels like we're having all this emotion, but we're not really clear about what we really desire. And so Emily and I were talking about maybe doing just a little guided imagery for y'all that care to participate. So just go ahead and take a moment, slow it down, and just take a deep breath. And if you get a chance, see if you can put your hand on your chest. Feel your heart beating in there. Just kind of anchor yourself, because that's the big seed, is your heart. It's actually the thing that kind of seeds your breath, really. Nourishes all of you. And then just ask yourself from this space, you know, what do I really want? And see if you get an answer. It might be something very simple. And generally the first thing you hear is about right. And then ask yourself, okay, what's underneath that? What's under there? See if you can dig just a little bit deeper. What's at the heart, the base of what you want? And then take a moment here, connect with that desire. I want this. See if you can let yourself be filled with that energy of desiring something, like really, really letting yourself almost be excited, because there's a lot of just kind of, oh, I'm so tired and everything's so hard. Let yourself kind of get right to the core of what you want and let yourself be filled with what it would be like to have that. And then let it be a color. So just imagine, what color is that of the energy of what you'd really like? What color is that? What pops into your head? And then just imagine kind of putting a beautiful flower in front of you that's exactly that color. It might be a couple colors. Let yourself have that beautiful flower. And put your name on it. And then go ahead and just allow that flower to just fly away, kind of send it off. Let it go completely. And imagine that being taken up, like that's going to grow some wings and just kind of fly off, knowing that you've got a clear set of intention, a clear set intention for yourself here. You just kind of sent that out. I wish this. And I know what that's going to feel like, because it'll feel like this inside of me. And you start to attract it when you can let yourself relax, actually know what you really want. So just bless yourself and bless all those who can bring that to you. Let yourself be filled with that great color that of what you really desire. That's great. And when you're ready, just kind of let yourself have a little smile and a deep breath. You might find yourself kind of getting, organizing some steps in your head on how to create that, and that's really good. But again, you know, let yourself kind of think about the steps. You don't have to do anything, because the wind's not at your back yet. So you're planting seeds in a way. You're kind of like blowing on a dandelion and sending that message out. That's good. All righty. Miss Emily, I want to direct people to your site, virgomagic.com. Emily has such wonderful, thoughtful guidance, and she does great astrology readings, so you can contact her there. She also has a blog with great reflections every new moon and full moon, and anytime she feels like it, she writes something just magical that is so great. I look at her blog often to remind me of what little points of focus, things to help me orient when I'm setting intentions. So thank you so much for being on the show, Miss Emily.